Well, hi, folks. Welcome to my daily update. I trust you're well. Today is Saturday, and it's a beautiful day here in Massachusetts. Just been out for a long walk, and I'm going to do some work here in my office today and actually do some reading and hopefully do some writing. So trust you're well. Yeah. What have I got going on this weekend? Got a quiet day today. Tomorrow, I have a church service here in Sturbridge. I'm going to be helping some folks do worship, and my wife Leah is going to be speaking tomorrow, which is going to be great. And tomorrow afternoon, we have a missions event. We are going to be on Norwalk Common preaching the gospel, Norwalk, Connecticut, at 3 p.m., preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to be singing carols and have a PA system out there. So anybody in Southern Connecticut, you'd be very welcome to join us. Again, 3 p.m. Norwalk Common there. Good. Well, that's about it for today. Hey, let me just share something I was reading or just thinking about and reading today. Let me ask you a question. When are you satisfied with Jesus? Does Jesus satisfy you? You know, the church I kind of grew up in as a Christian anyway, in the UK, we had a great big verse. I still remember it to this day on the stage. And, you know, we'd look at every week. Psalm 107, I think it's verse 9 from memory, but it says, "He satisfies the longing soul." And do you know God wants to satisfy us? In John 4, Jesus meets that woman at the well, and in a way, it's a woman who's not happy, a woman who's not satisfied, and she's drawing water from the well, and Jesus begins to speak to her about living water. And she says, this is a really great well, you know, Jacob gave us this well. And Jesus says, if you knew who I were, you would ask me and I'd give you living water. And then Jesus says to her, he who drinks of the water I will give him shall never thirst again. That word shall changed Hudson Taylor's life years ago when he realized that the same God who says he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, or my God shall supply all your needs, is the same God who said, if you'll drink of this living water, you shall never thirst again. You know, all of heaven stands behind that shall. And God wants you and I to drink of that water. We have to drink by faith, but we shall never thirst again. And again, you know the story. Jesus talks to the woman about, you know, the woman says, I want the water. And Jesus, sneakily, I think, says, go get your husband. And the woman says, I have no husband. And Jesus says, right, you know, truth. You've been married 4 times and now you're shacked up with a guy and you're not married to him. And in a way, I think what Jesus was doing is saying, you're in this lifestyle, and the problem isn't the manifestation of the lifestyle, the multiple marriages, the, you know, living outside of marriage with a guy. Rather, that's the symptom that you're not satisfied. You're trying to satisfy something within your soul. And I think it's actually possible for us to believe it, as believers, to begin to, here's my point, we're saved by faith, but we drink of that living water by faith as well. And it's quite possible for us at times to, you know, fill our lives with a whole bunch of other things that don't really satisfy us and begin experientially to stop drinking of Jesus. Yeah, and it's really important every day that we drink from the rock Christ Jesus. We drink of the living water, and that we're believing by faith that we are satisfied in him. And we don't go looking for anything else. There's no plan B whatsoever than Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So it's a really simple thing. But today I encourage you to take a drink of Jesus. Take a drink of the living water. Eat of the living bread. And begin to say, Lord, I thank you. I shall never thirst again. You know, later on in that story, it's interesting. Jesus sends the disciples actually to buy food. And when they come back, Jesus says, I have food to eat that you don't know anything about. And I can see, I always think of the disciples looking at Jesus like, did he sneak some food in his bag? Did he get a delivery? Did he order some Uber Eats or something like that? And Jesus says, my food, my meat, my sustenance is to do the will of him who sent me. And I found that true in my life. I think one of our greatest problems is, number one, we're not satisfied in Jesus. And then we're not in the mission God calls us to. You know, whenever we spend our life doing the very thing, the reason God called us to, whatever that mission field is, whatever that looks like, there's a satisfaction in that. You know, there's a difference between, have you ever just had a wasted day where you do nothing and at the end of it you're tired and you feel like I've accomplished nothing, I've just wasted one precious day of my life. And that's a different thing than, you know, tomorrow morning I'm going to get up about 5:30 a.m. and I'm going to look over a bunch of things and I'm going to go to my church and I really work hard when you're leading a church. You know, you're there, you're responsible. There's always something going wrong, somebody going wrong, things to do. And then we're going to drive 2 hours and I'm going to preach the gospel and do some things. Then I'm going to drive home. And here's my point. I'm probably going to wind up at home at 8 or 9 p.m. tomorrow evening, having had a really long day. But it's satisfying if I'm doing the thing God put me on planet Earth to do. So I encourage you today to be satisfied in Jesus, number one. And secondly, I think God wants to bless us. He's not against us being blessed, but he wants us to don't get distracted away from the mission that God has for you. He wants to make the main thing the main thing. And he wants us to spend our life in that call, eating the bread that will actually satisfy us, not constantly chasing one thing or another. So God's got a mission for you. God's got a plan for your life. God's got something that you were made to do and be and release on planet Earth. And I encourage you to find that thing and to press into it, to step into it, and to stay in it in Jesus' name. Boom. Well, that's my thought for the day. Again, have a great day, guys. If I can pray for you or be a help or blessing in any way, let me know. Check out some of the links below and hit the subscribe button if you would down there in the corner. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. Have a good one. Bye for now.